Women Talk Biz with Vicky DeArmond and Michelle Marquess on KSRO.
Good afternoon and welcome to Women Talk Biz here on KSRO. I'm Michelle Marquess and Vicky DeArmond is here, and we're excited because we have a couple of guests who will be at the annual Confab coming up in April. That's April 25th.
Yes, it's April 25th and it's at the Grayton Casino Ballroom. You can find out information about that particular event at womentalkbiz.net. But one of the exciting things about it, this show today, is that we not only have a couple roundtable speakers, but we have an author coming. Her name is Yvonne Talley, and she's going to be talking about her book, Breaking Up with Busy. So I'm excited to talk to her because I think, you know, one of the things people may not know yet is we also do monthly events. And Yvonne is going to do a monthly event at Sally Tomatoes on February 28th. The information's on the website about that, too.
Okay.
But she's fun, and I've read the book. She's talking about the overwhelmed woman and what you can do to, you know, which is not necessarily only about business women.
Sure, you can relate, exactly.
It's a broad application for all of us in our life with that one. But Diana Morgan is wonderful. She's going to be talking about business, you know, growing your business on Facebook. And then we have Heather Christensen. She's the savvy boss lady. She's going to be talking about bookkeeping like a boss.
Ah, so that's one topic that actually for me is really hard to put my head around, and I'm terrible at it in my own sort of side business. So that's some great information that a lot of people can use.
I think a lot of people can use it, and you know, it's not by accident that I booked her because I am very weak in that area.
Yes,
I'm a marketer, right?
So we can find people who talk to those areas where we could use a little bit of help, and that's sort of what this program and definitely what the Confab is about. WomenTalkBiz.net is the website to go to find out more information, to purchase your tickets, to preview all of the speakers, and learn a little bit more. It's a really awesome opportunity for networking as well. So head to WomenTalkBiz.net for the annual Confab April 25th at the Grayton Ballroom. So let's get our first guest on the line. This is Diana Morgan, and she should be on with us now. Good morning, or good afternoon.
Thanks.
Hello,
okay.
Diana.
Good afternoon.
Good to have you. Yeah, good to have you here. Your company is Whole Heart Marketing, and your topic at the Women Talk Biz Annual Confab is how to grow your business on Facebook with authenticity, integrity, and heart. This is so central, I think, to so many, you know, so many women in business are on Facebook, and we're promoting through Facebook, and yet we seem to have lost the thread now that the algorithms have changed, and, you know, we can't be too businessy. So I'm so interested to hear, you know, what you have to say. Maybe you can just start by telling us, you know, how do you grow your business on Facebook with this strategy?
Okay, thank you. Awesome. I'm excited to be on this call, and I'm really looking forward to the workshop as well, so thank you. I thought what the most valuable thing I could share today would be my social media success formula. And really, what it starts with is 50% of your time on social media is really to brand yourself as a human being, as a person, and with heart. And that includes connecting with people. It includes interacting. But it includes being strategic about it. So you could be doing all these things on Facebook and really not get the results that you want to get because you're not being strategic. What you're doing is you're practicing, as I say, random acts of social media with less than desirable results. And so the first thing is to be strategic and really think about, who am I talking to, how do I help them, and what am I selling? And then from there, to bring your whole heart and really connect with people in an authentic way. And that should be really 50% of your time on Facebook and all social media, really. And that is through your personal profile, and it's something that you really have to do yourself. Unless you're, you know, Nike or Levi Strauss, you know, you can't really pay someone to do that part of your social media. Mm-hmm. And so that's the 50%. And then 40% of your time is really educate, inspire, and motivate. In other words, position yourself as an expert in your field. And then 10% of your time is promote, because the more you connect with people, and the more you position yourself as an expert, the less you need to promote, because you build the influence and you make the connections that you need.
When you're doing that 40% of educating, inspiring, and motivating, so you may not even be talking about yourself. You're pulling in, you know, other people who are doing, you know, what you do, or you're quoting, you know, you're giving excellent quotes, or what would be some of the content that you might put in that
right.
category?
So you're thinking about, what is the core message? What is my social media about, and what is the bigger picture of what I want to communicate? So maybe on your personal page, it's personal quotes and about things that are important to you and your values and your message. And then on your business page, it would be kind of business related quotes and maybe articles substantiating things that you're teaching, or it would be articles. It could be your blog. It could be quotes. It could be, then, of course, absolutely sharing other people's content, experts in your field, people who are your strategic partners, in other words, the people who are, you know, who are sharing similar information, but it has maybe a different perspective, or maybe they're targeting a different group of people. So it's all of those things, but it's, like, the way I like to describe it is, imagine, like, you have this huge megaphone, and everything you share, everything you like and comment on, comes through that filter, which is your brand, your core message.
Yeah, I've found that sometimes I give mixed messages on my Facebook. You know, at one minute, you know, I'm showing a photo of me with my dog, you know, and then I'm trying to promote, you know, the Women Talk Biz annual confab, and then I'm talking about the radio show, and they're looking at me. I don't know how they're looking at me, but I kind of wonder how they are looking at me. So, you know, to really define, you know, who you are publicly is a great thing, and I think that requires you have to know, right?
Exactly. And the thing about, you know, what you were just describing is exactly what I'm talking about, the random acts of social media. And it doesn't mean you can't share a lot of different things, but there has to be a thread running through your social media, because, you know, it's live newsfeed, and we all have a very short attention span. And all of this feed, and, you know, you get really 2 seconds to engage somebody, and to, you want them to land on your social media and get what your message is, and feel like, yes, she gets me. Yes, I can find something here to engage with, and here is a place where I want to play. And it does take a lot of planning in advance and a lot of strategy, absolutely.
Well, that's I think what's missing is the planning part. You know, I think that random acts is really like you just jumping on there and saying, what can I say right here in the moment? And then, you know, you might have that unfortunate thing where you're doing 3 posts in one day and then not posting for 2 weeks. So, I mean, what kind of rhythm are you suggesting in terms of
timing? Oh, yeah. I mean, consistency is huge. The way I describe social media is like a 24/7 networking opportunity. So basically, it's the same thing as if you were going to a networking event. You want to show up consistently, you want to show up professionally, and you want to show up and brand yourself. So I really feel that a couple of posts a day on each of your social media sites is a good way to stay consistent. And again, the business posting and the promotional posting can be scheduled. And then your personal posting, it's really more about interacting. So it's not like you have to generate all of your own content. It's also sharing other people's content and, you know, engaging with other people.
Yeah, this is perfect. This is why people need to come to your table at the round table, your round table expert table at the Confab, because there's so much here. Diana, we have to go for our commercial, but I want to say thank you. And people can reach you at the Whole Heart Marketing Company. Your company.
Correct. Wholeheartmarketing.com.
And they can also find you at the Women Talk Biz annual confab. Thank
you. And I'm really looking forward to it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. That is Diana Morgan, and the show flies by really fast. We're going to take a quick break and come back with our next guest here on Women Talk Biz. There are more and more of us women making our dreams happen by launching new businesses. Women growing our businesses right here in the North Bay. We're our own club, and it's time we started sharing information, helping each other up. How do we do it? Where do we go?
It's time to reach out beyond our daily tasks and look at the big picture to hear from women who have elevated their businesses, who know success, and who are experts possibly in things we're not. This is our event. The Women Talk Biz Annual Confab happens April 25th from 8 to 2 at the Grayton Resort Casino Ballroom in Rohnert Park. It's the must-attend event of the year for women entrepreneurs and owners. Shake yourselves. This is the season of change, of growth. If you want more for your business and for yourself, join us this April at the Women Talk Biz Confab. Visit womentalkbiz.net for information and tickets. Let us be your net. Let us be your springboard.
Women Talk Biz with Vicki DeArmond and Michelle Marquess on KSRO.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Women Talk Biz here on KSRO. That last conversation with Diana Morgan was fascinating, and I'm sure she has so much more to share. It's tough to fit it all in into about 5-6 minutes.
I know, it's terrible.
Exactly. So that's why you would want to go to Women Talk Biz on April 25th. It's coming up at the Grayton Casino Ballroom at the Grayton Casino, and you can find out all the details by going to womentalkbiz.net and reserve your spot there. Let's move on to our next guest, who's going to help us with bookkeeping, Heather Christensen. Welcome to the show, Heather.
Hi, Vicki. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so happy to be talking to you. The Savvy Boss Lady is your company. I want to be a Savvy Boss Lady, man.
Which is exactly why we started Savvy Boss Lady, is because we know that women business owners like to feel like they're empowered in their businesses, and we thought Savvy Boss Lady just fit the bill.
It totally does, and it sort of warms up the topic of bookkeeping like a boss. You know, both Michelle and I have resistance to bookkeeping, and we need you to walk us through it.
You're not the only one, trust me. So I'm in the middle of tax season right now, and I got to tell you, even I sometimes don't want to do my own bookkeeping. So I totally understand that most business owners, it's not the thing that they got into business for. They got into business because they were passionate about something else. But there are things that we all have to do in our business. So I try and make it a little more fun for everybody.
Yeah, and tell me about this bookkeeping like a boss. How is that different from just bookkeeping?
So bookkeeping like a boss, it's really about what it isn't, right? So bookkeeping like a boss is not me sitting you down, talking you through how to work on QuickBooks or how to run a spreadsheet or anything like that. It's really about empowering you with the knowledge of what kind of numbers you're looking for in your business, what kind of reports you'd like to look at on a regular basis, and really how you can talk to a bookkeeper who can do all of that for you.
I see. So you have bookkeeping services too, don't you? Or is that something that you give referrals out about?
A little bit of both. I do the do-it-for-you bookkeeping services for clients as well. Obviously, I teach in Bookkeeping Like a Boss how they can talk to me, although most of my clients either have somebody already or they're doing it themselves. But I do offer the do-it-for-you. I always want to say do-it-yourself, but it's really done-for-you services where I just take care of everything, talk to your tax person for you, give you the reports that you need at the end of the month, and help walk you through how your business is running.
You know, that's what I want. But I also know the importance of my profit and loss statement, my cash flow statement, my balance sheet. And those are things that, you know, I've learned to read, you know, for the last 30 years. And is that your experience, is that women have knowledge of those, you know, three documents and know how to read them?
Well, so one thing I will say, and I talk about this in Bookkeeping Like a Boss, the only one of those three that I don't necessarily recommend is the balance sheet statement, because most people don't understand it well enough for it to mean much of anything to them. You can think of a balance sheet as a parking lot, really. That's where you park the balances to all of your credit cards, your bank statements, all that sort of thing. So it's where you can look at your balances, but it doesn't always tell you how your money is flowing through your business. It just tells you what money there is in your business.
Yeah.
But I find that a lot of business owners don't even know those three. They sort of know that they should be learning about the income and the expenses, but they're not even sure what report they would be running to look at those things.
Right. I mean, cash flow for me has always been central, especially if you're starting a new business. You know, how to look at your cash flow and then how to plan accordingly and getting the right numbers in there. So, you know, I feel like the bookkeeper can be your best friend. Does the bookkeeper often have opinions? I mean, do they recommend to you strategies, or is that something for you as a boss to sort of divine from reading the documents?
Well, so as the boss, really, you're driving the train, right? You're setting the tone for your business. You're setting what the outcomes are that you want to look at in your business. But a bookkeeper can absolutely help navigate you through that and show you how you can get those results a little bit better in your business. So here's a place in your expenses that I notice you're spending more than usual. Can we cut those expenses down? Or, hey, I noticed that this vendor charged you twice this month. Can we look at why that happened, or maybe contact them and figure out why they double charged you? So a bookkeeper can absolutely be your guide. And I absolutely agree with you, Vicki. I always say that cash is queen, right? If you don't have the cash managed in your business, then, you know, many a business has failed for lack of cash flow.
Every day is a surprise when you don't have your cash flow figured out, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
I've had some surprises even recently about that. But I appreciate your expertise in this. And you know, one of the things that I think keeps people from the bookkeeping or the finance areas, their feeling of discomfort or not knowing the language. So much of what you're recommending here is really to put that in the hands of an expert and then work with that person.
Right, absolutely. But that's one of the things that we do talk about in Bookkeeping Like a Boss is the language and the terminology, because every industry has their own jargon. And in some industries, and unfortunately, I find a lot of times in finance that the people who are experts use it sort of as a weapon in some ways, where if you don't understand what you're talking about, then, you know, they use it against you. So we absolutely cover jargon and common terms so that as a business owner, you know what you're getting into.
Okay. Well, I will be at your round table for sure at the Women Talk Biz Confab. Michelle's coming too. Thank you so much. This is Heather Christensen from The Savvy Boss Lady, and she's going to be talking about bookkeeping like a boss at the Women Talk Biz annual confab in April. Thanks, Heather.
Thanks, Vicki.
All right, we're going to take another quick break and come back, and we're going to talk about maybe chaos in your life, and I want to bring that under control. You are listening to Women Talk Biz. Find out more at womentalkbiz.net. We'll be right back. This is KSRO.
If you've been injured and somebody else was at fault, not every attorney understands what it means to be in constant pain. Pain is such an individual experience that all insurance companies, as well as most people in general, do not understand that your experience is yours alone. You need lawyers who can explain your specific issues to the defense industry and the jury why your experience of pain is happening the way it is.
Google KCEH Law or go to KCEHlaw.com.
Hi, I'm Jeff Davis of On the Wine Road. I am now in my sixth year of traveling across our beloved wine country to talk with those who craft the wine, even beer and spirits, that you've come to enjoy. Keeping me on the road is Smothers European Volvo Cars and Smothers Mercedes-Benz of Santa Rosa. When you're looking for a sport or luxury vehicle, you won't find a better dealership. They're family-owned and a go-local business on the Corby Auto Row. Join us again on the Wine Road this Saturday at 1:05 p.m. here on KSRO.
Women Talk Biz with Vicki DeArmond and Michelle Marquess on KSRO.
And welcome back to Women Talk Biz here on KSRO. I'm Michelle Marquess. Vicki DeArmond, of course, is here with me. And for our final segment, we want to talk with Yvonne Talley, who is going to actually be here in town at Sally Tomatoes in Somo Village, Roanoke Park, coming up on February 28th. And this is one of the monthly Women Talk Biz events. And you can find out more. Can you pre-register as well, Vicki, online?
Yeah, you can get your tickets.
Great. At womentalkbiz.net. And we have Yvonne on the line now. Hi, Yvonne.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
Good.
Good. We're so glad to talk to you. This is Vicki. I'm just looking forward to the event where I can hear all the details again of your fabulous book, which I've read from cover to cover. I identified with you.
Thank you.
Yeah, the status of an overwhelmed woman spoke to me. How about, I guess that's really hitting a lot of people's consciousness right now.
Oh, absolutely. Well, and like you said, a lot of people, women have a little bit more on our plate, perhaps, than men, but this by no means is a division between the two. I think the more awareness we bring to it, the better that we will all be. We certainly will be able to bring our most meaningful and best life forward by making some shifts, just day to day, small shifts and changes that we can bring into our daily life. And women are experiencing this overscheduled and overwhelmed feeling more and more now than I think ever before. And there's some real concrete reasons for that, certainly.
Well, tell us, what are they?
Well, the first one, glad you asked, the first one certainly is is economics. Technology gets us all. We know that. We spend about 11 hours a day just listening and watching and generally interacting with media. But economics, when we put it into the category of why is this so much more, why do women so much more affected by this than perhaps men, it's because, number one, we take much less leisure time. In fact, we take about 4 minutes a day men take, and we take far less than that.
Wow, that's significant. I mean, go ahead.
The big thing too is that women working outside of the home, 2/3 of them are still raising school-age children, and we're still taking on 80% of what's called non-paid work. These are all the things that it takes to keep life going day in, day out. So, and we're still, we know this, we're still earning about 80 cents on the dollar compared to men, and if you're women of color, that drops down to about 63 cents. So these are concrete things that we deal with day in, day out.
Yeah, I think for marital harmony, I don't mention the fact that I'm, you know, doing the dishes, shopping, cooking, laundry, and all those kinds of things. Meanwhile, I'm running my business, too. So,
correct. You're not alone in that.
Yeah. You're running a whole business at home, essentially. At the same time, my kids are grown, but there's a lot of people with their kids just coming up who have that added component, which makes it even more crazy. What are some of the costs of being overscheduled?
Well, certainly, you just mentioned it earlier, the relationship end of it is a big part of it, because when busy pushes its way into our significant relationships, it leaves little room, is left for that emotional intimacy to occur because we are distracted. And if we put our pursuits and our distractions in place of our number one attention, then what happens to that significant relationship? It's unlikely that we will feel raised up and invigorated by our relationships, because we're feeling tired and stressed and unsupported. And it's doubtful that our partners will feel inspired and supported too. So it really, this idea of busy and having all of these things on our plate to do and get done, many of them we have to, but it's also a pace, a culture. This busyness is a pace. So it has an effect on our wellness, our relationships, our health, and our ability to move forward into the life and into the direction that we really want to go, because the distractions and the noise are happening constantly. And as I said, economics plays into that. Technology is a huge distraction for us. You know, we're touching our phone about 80 times a day, and we're moving it around about 80 times a day, and we're touching it into, you know, up to the 3,000 times a day. So it's absorbing 5 hours of each day. So these are the distractions that are occurring, and how that affects us is, as I said, not only our health and wellness, but our relationships. So, and that's key, because what are we here for?
Absolutely.
Not only, we're here to enrich our relationships.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I love in your book, Breaking Up with Busy, I love the little questions and answers at the end of the chapters that kind of, you know, evolve your consciousness around how you can affect this. What do you recommend? I mean, what's the first thing you tell women in terms of how do you break up with busy?
Yeah, there's a couple of things, and I deal with the mindful practices as well as the practical solutions. So one of those things is, let's get the right mindset for you, one that works for you so that you can move in the direction that you need and want. And there's an exercise in there called the need and want, and I find this one really powerful for people when they do it. And it's four simple questions. Because we get very attached to what we want, the shinier, the newer, the sparkly. And what happens is we forget what we need to get to that want. And often when we explore that need, that want will change. And it really gets our mind clear around how we're spending our time if we know what we need to get to that want. So there's four questions that we can answer that can begin to move us into that right mindset. And I certainly say, if you're not curious and inspired about something, and that doesn't mean to say that we can always, everything that we do is going to spark and invoke curiosity and inspiration. But let's take a look at how much that is coming into our daily life, because what happens when we're curious and inspired? We trigger the part of the brain that actually gives us a great hit of that feel-good hormone, dopamine. Mm-hmm. So, and our mind will clear up and we'll be able to think more clearly. So these are non-physical things that we can do, certainly, to help us begin to get away from that busy mindset. Get the right mindset, be curious and inspired as often as possible, and know when to walk away. That's a big one,
it's
right?
It's a tough one for women. You know, we're the yes givers, right? So it's,
yeah, we're the yes. Yeah. We're definitely the yes givers. That's why there's an exercise in there called the healthy no.
How do you spell that? I'm writing it down right now.
Healthy no.
Exactly. And I was, you know, and it's interesting because most women, and I'm talking about, you know, women in CEO positions, entrepreneurs, it doesn't matter what we're doing for a living. This is kind of a cultural thing that we're kind of uncomfortable with that approach of healthy disagreements. We're not always and often taught how to negotiate. And so everything gets rolled up into one ball, not just the doing, but the feelings also. So if we can learn to echo our healthy no, we are going to start to set boundaries for ourselves that actually are going to be more efficient and more realistic and certainly more honest about what we need and want.
Okay, I am so excited that you're going to come and talk to us more about this because I have so many questions for you. So we're going to see you Thursday, February 28th at Sally Tomatoes at the SoMo Village. And people can get tickets. And as part of the ticket, I don't know if you knew this, Yvonne, they get the book. So
nice.
It's only $27 and they get the book, Breaking Up With Busy. And then they get to hear from you about all your solutions. So thank you so much for coming on the air with us.
Oh, my pleasure. I look forward to seeing you.
All right.
That is Yvonne Talley, the author of Breaking Up With Busy. And we are breaking up with the end of the show. The time has just flown by, but we'll see you again very soon here. I'll learn more at womentalkbiz.net. Vicki DeArmond and Michelle Marquis here on KSRO.